The Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis teaches us El Dvarim Shel Akum, the following foods that are bought from Akum, Isurim, Asurim are Osar, Vein Isurim Osar Hano. But they're not Osar Bahano, they're Osar, but they're not Osar Bahano. And the Gemara begins by teaching us about Cholav Shechov Akum. The Mishnah teaches us about milk that was milked by a cow, by an Akum, Vein Yisrael Re'ehu, but wasn't seen by a Jew. The milking was not seen by a Jew. The Gemara explains that the reason Cholav Akum is Osur is because we're concerned that maybe the Akum mixed into the milk Cholav Tamei. And therefore, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis teaches us Eilu Mutarim Bachila, when is milk of an Akum permissible? Cholav Shechov Agoy, if the Akum milked it, the Yisrael Re'ehu, and the Yisrael saw him milking it. And the Gemara there teaches us, Tanina Lohad Tan Rabbanan, Yisrael Yoshev Yisrael Betzad Edroi Shel Akum, a Yisrael could sit next to the herd of an Akum, V'oivet K'chavim Choyle V'meviloi, and the Akum can milk the cows and bring him the milk, Ve'ena Choshish, and he need not be concerned. Says the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the circumstance being referred to? Either Leketamet, Dovet Tamet Be'edroi, if there's nothing non-kosher there, Pshita. V'idi Iket Dovet Tamet Be'edroi, and if there is something non-kosher, Amai. Why would it be permissible? Why are we not concerned that some of the non-kosher milk got mixed in? Answers, the Gemara L'Olam Dekah Dava Tamei. We're referring to a situation where there is indeed a non-kosher animal there. V'kikoi, but referring to a situation when the Jew stands chazile, he could see what the Akum is doing. V'kiyasa, but when he's sitting loy chazile, he can't see what the Akum is doing. So therefore, we would think Kim de Yosef lechazele, since when he's sitting, he can't see. Maybe during that time, the Akum will mix in something non kosher. That's why we're learning Kim de Kikoi chazele, since when he's standing, he could see what's going on. That creates a mirsis. And we need not be concerned that the Akum will mix in non kosher meat. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis teaches us Cholav L'may Nechashla. By the milk, what do we need to be concerned for? If we're concerned that maybe he mixed non-kosher milk with kosher milk, Tahar, why should we be concerned? Tahar, kosher milk, is chiver, is white. Tamei, non-kosher milk, is yorik, is yellowish. Vim mishimuruve, I should be concerned maybe he mixed some non-kosher milk into the kosher milk. Nekum, let's try to make cheese out of it. Domamar, the halacha is, chol of tar oimid, you can make cheese. Kosher milk becomes hard into cheese. Chol of tamei ain't oimid, non-kosher milk cannot become hard. Answers the Gemara. Either Kabay Lagvino, if he wanted the milk for cheese, Hachinami, Hachamai Skinen, the Kabay Lakamcha. He wants it for a dip. And a dip, it doesn't have to get hard. Says the Gemara, still, Venishkum in a Kali, Venekum, just let's take a little milk and experiment. Answers the Gemara, two Turutsum. Kivin the Tar Nami Ikin the Subit Lakami. When you make cheese, you have the subid chaba, which is the whey, the liquid, which doesn't get hard. So you're always going to have some liquid. You're always going to have some part of that milk, which will not curdle. So therefore, leka lekum ala de milsa. Even if you want to use the milk entirely for cheese, and it does all get hard. Ika de koibenia tife, there's milk, there's moisture that remains in the cheese. So the Shach in Simen Kuf Tes Vov, Sifkot and Yudel, teaches us, based on this Gemara, that the Chshash of Chol of Akum is either even a greater Chshash than the Chshash of Bishul Akum. Because by Bishul Akum, it's a Gzer de Rabbanon. Because of Chasnus, Chazal said, we have to be concerned. Whereas by Chol of Akum, says the Shach, quoting this of a Heter, that the concern is that there may be non-kosher milk there. And since there's non-kosher milk there, that's a Chshash Daraisa. What would be the Nafkamina? Says the Shach. By Bishul Akum, if an Akum cooked in a Jew's Kalim, they may not be Osir. The Kalim don't necessarily become Osir. Whereas Chol of Akum may make your Kalim Osir. Ask the Shach, so if so, why don't we need to have, like we learned in previous Gemaras, and we'll learn that whenever there's a Chshash Daraisa, it should be, you should need to have Chosim B'chtoi Chosim. So kosher milk should not only require a Jew, like we learned earlier, but should have to have Chosim B'chtoi Chosim. So he answers that since, as we just quoted the Gemara, it's easy to tell the difference between kosher milk, which is white, and non-kosher milk, which is yellowish. So even if he mixed in a non-kosher milk, it's going to be just the small amount, and it will therefore be bottled. And therefore, we could be a little more lenient in even Chol of Akum, and we won't have to be machmer on Chosim B'tai Chosim. However, it's important to point out that the Chassam Sofer says that even though our Gemara teaches us that the Chshash by Chol of Akum is because of Shama Ir by Chol of Tameh, we need to know, says the Chassam Sofer, that in all the Gzeres that we learn in our Gemara, even though the Gemara gives a reason for the Gzera, there are many more reasons that we don't know. And actually, so does the Aruch HaShulchan say. And in fact, the Divrei Chaim, quoted by the Klaus Magareb in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Aruch Chaim, Simen, Chav Zayin, says that Divrei Chaim says that he has a Kabbalah from his father-in-law, the Baruch Tam, going back Ish mi pi Ish until Moshe Rabbeinu, that Cholav Shechol Vayakum Ve'en Yisrael Reu, even though Al Gemara gives us the reason Shema Irboi Cholav Tamei, There are many other reasons. There's another reason that Chazal never revealed to us, the halacha, and that's why it's awesome. And that's why there are many paiskim, as we will discuss in our shir, that are very machmer on Chol of Akum, even in a time and a place where we don't need to necessarily be concerned about Ir by Chol of Tamei. In fact, I saw that the Rabbeinu Bechaya quotes the Rambam, that the Pasuk says, Hanistoris Lashem Lokeinu. That means a whole new pshat. That when we see a mitzvah, we should know Hanistoris, there's a lot of hidden reasons besides that reason. And there are many different, there are many henostaris, hidden reasons that we don't know, but that's, but are there. And therefore, we have to be machmer, even when we don't necessarily understand why it should be awesome. As we learn our sugya, we learn in our sugya a very important concept. And the concept is that a dovish b'minyan, that a gzeira that was made by a bezdin b'minyan, ein bezdin acherim yochel vatel, a later bezdin can't be mevatel that din, elm ken gomim ben chachma b'minyan, which of course is not passable. So the question is, when we look at the gzeira of Chol of Akum, was that a gzeira that Chazal made b'minyan? A gzeira shegozer b'minyan, and therefore that gzeira can never become that bottle? Or was it only under circumstances where there is a chash? And therefore, when there will be circumstances where a chash doesn't apply, the gzeira won't apply. The Rashba, his opinion is that the gzeira of Chol of Akum is a gzeira that Chazal were goyz b'minyan, and therefore, even if the reason for the gzeira becomes bottle, the gzeira doesn't become bottle. And so is the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah. And that's the way the Ramah in Yoridei Simen Kuf Tezvav Sif Aleph and the Chassam Sofer and Aruch HaShulchan all paskin that that's the way we should look at the gzeira of Chol of Akum. However, there are paiskim led by the Pri Chodosh who are of the opinion that Chol of Akum is not a gzeira b'minyan. And he brings a raya from what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. When we look at the halacha of who and how are we supposed to do hashgacha when on milk, we see that the Gemara itself differentiates between if there are non-kosher animals on the farm versus when there are kosher animals in the farm. The fact that we see that the Gemara starts to make these differentiations, it's clear, says the Pri Chodosh, and he says that that's the opinion of Retvaz as well. It's only gzeira, it's only concern when we need to be concerned that there is something that non-kosher milk could be there and could have gotten mixed into the milk. But when we need not be concerned that non-kosher milk got mixed in, and therefore he says that let's say there's a city where there is no non-kosher milk available, or even if there is non-kosher milk available, but it's more expensive than kosher milk, then you could buy milk from an Akum without any hashgacha. Only in a place where we need to be concerned that there is non-kosher milk easily available or cheaper and it could easily be mixed in, that's when we have to be machmer. We then, the Chachmas Adam opinion, the Chachmas Adam's opinion is that Chol Shechol of Alkem, this is in Shiris of Ahet the Klal, Samach Science of Cotton Aleph, Chol Shechol of Alkem, Abish Lahos Gzer Mechletz Mechazal, Kamoy Gvina Shegozer Aleh. He says, you can't compare Chol of Akum to Gvinas Akum. By Gvinas Akum, it's a gzeira that no matter, even if we're positive that the cheese is made from kosher milk and was made with kosher rennet, Kvinas Akum is Usr. Gvina Shigazrala, the Fili Duba Vadai, Shaimba Shum Dover Isser. Even if we know for sure that there's nothing Usr in that cheese. Afapi again, Gozrala, Chazal said that cheese is non kosher. Ulkain Aimba Shim Tsar Heter. A Cholov Loi Nigzer Beminion Lachlutim. It's not the same strength. El Gozrala Ligzer Hechashia Shloch Hashem Irv Cholov Tamei. They only made Xeri when we need to be concerned that maybe non kosher milk is mixed in. But, he says, Abi Shirocha Kadova Moid, even if it's far fetched to be concerned, Shemi ir by Chav Tame, become Makam Asr. The Koma Shagazru Chachamim, anytime Chazal made Xera, Im Yesh Rimitsis Afil Rechoika, become Makam Asr. And therefore, he explains some sort of a middle approach. He doesn't want to agree with the Rajba, Chassam Sofer, the Aruch HaShulchan, that say that Cholov Akum is a Gzeira Chazal, that no matter what, it doesn't change. He doesn't want to agree, on the other hand, with the Pri Chodesh, that if we have no reason to be concerned, so we don't need to be concerned. He says, if there's any reason that we could be concerned, even though it doesn't make sense, it's very hard to accept. Become makam asu. The komash gozu chamim yesh mitzias afil ruchoyka become makam asu. So he seems to say that if we can know for sure that there can't be any possibility that there should be non kosher milk here, we would be maybe makel. But he says, unless, how are we to know for sure? We can never know for sure. So, la'alocha l'maisa, if we want to review these various shitas, the Rashba says that it's, and that's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, that Chol of Akum is a gzeir b'minyan that can never be overturned. The opinion of the Chokmas Adam is that it's not a gzeir b'minyan. But even if there is a far-fetched possibility that it's a far-fetched possibility, it's usur. And the third shit is the pre-chadosh, that even if maybe is technically possible, but if there's no non-kosher milk available, and not only is there no non-kosher milk available, but it's also cheap. It's non-kosher milk is more expensive. Then we could take a more lenient approach. Ramosha in the Chuvis. And Agus Moshe Yardei Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Zayin Mem Chesem Mem Tes adds a new dimension. Ramosha, the world calls it Cholof Stam. Ramosha really uses the words Cholof Companies. Ramosha's opinion is that whenever there is government inspection to make sure that the milk we're getting is cow's milk, and if there's any other milk on the farm or any other milk mixed into the milk, they will be fined and they may even lose their business. That creates a mirsis, and therefore that milk may be drank. You could drink that milk even if there was no Jew watching the milk. Because Ramosha says that the mirsis creates that the Akum will not do anything wrong. So it's hard to understand what Ramosha really means to say. Is Ramosha saying that he's agreeing with the Pre-Chadosh that the call of Akum is not Xer B'minyan? It's not Xer B'minyan, and therefore when the concern Chol Vakum doesn't exist, it's mutter. That's one way of understanding Rav Moshe's opinion. Another way of understanding is that he doesn't subscribe to the Pri Chodesh. He follows the opinion of most Paiskin that Chol of Akum is indeed a Gzeir B'minyan. But just like the Chachmas, but he's saying that there's a new category. That's a category of Chol of companies. And that Chazal spoke about Chol of Akum. Chazal did not speak about Chol of companies. Chol of companies, Chol of Stam, is a new category of milk, which Chazal did not speak about, and Rav Moshe says, therefore, is not included in the Gzeira of Chol of Akum.